It's Wendy Wright, the host of From Memphis to Motown and The Soul Break on Wednesdays. And I'm here with Joan Belgrave, vocalist, composer, and producer. And we're going to talk today a little bit about public radio music. How are you today, Joan?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you, Wendy? Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
It's a pleasure to have you, as always. Talk to me a little bit about the first time that maybe you heard something on the radio that impacted you.
Absolutely. You know, music has always been important and a big part of my life. I remember as a little girl listening to my mama as she was cooking breakfast for us in the kitchen in Ann Arbor. And when you go into our kitchen, I distinctly remember we had a black and white linoleum floor, you know, with the big black and white squares. And up on a shelf above the stove, she had seasonings, and there was a white radio. I would say it was probably about 18 inches long, you know, had little dials on it. And she always had, not always, but most of the time, she had music playing, and she would be in the kitchen swaying back and forth, you know, as she stirred our cream of wheat or oatmeal or whatever. You know, in Michigan, she always made sure that we had hot meal before we left for school. And, you know, she'd be listening to Aretha or Lou Rob. I remember, you know, dancing around the house, listening to This Is the House That Jack Built, you know, and we would just be singing and playing what I thought was playing. But music made it fun, you know. With a family of six kids, we couldn't afford a lot of luxuries, but music was something that my parents could share with us in abundance, you know. So I can't even tell you. I think I must have been like 3 or 4 years old that I remember music being in my life. And it's so funny, you know, today, my daughter, who has twins, 6-year-old twins, the first thing she does in the morning is come in the kitchen and put music on. So I guess I must have done that to my kids, too.
Jumping ahead to being an adult, mm-hmm. How important is public radio music to you now and in your career?
You know, today the radio is able to reach out and bring communities together. With the internet added to that, it has a global reach to so many different audiences. Music is the one language that the brain doesn't have to interpret, right? And so it's understood, received, and enjoyed by everyone. You know, it fascinates me that someone in a remote global area can now hear my music and reach out to me via the internet and tell me how my music has touched or inspired them or helped them through something. You know, and all of this is a result of you guys playing our music. Public radio in particular, you know, and the reason I say public radio in particular is because it's not limited to targeted programming, right? Meaning that some higher up determines what songs will be played and the direction of the show. Instead, you guys, the hosts, you're allowed to explore your own creativativity, right?
That
Which
is
makes
true.
For,
yeah.
Yes, it makes for a much more enriched experience.
One last quick question. How important is it to support public radio?
Oh, it's imperative because, you know, you have your fundraisers. I mean, the commercial stations get supported by sponsors, you know, and, you know, they have all of the commercial interruptions. You guys don't have that. And so we are your sponsors as well as supporting the donations that you receive from the government, because that's our money too. So when you hear about cuts coming into, you know, public radio, we have to stand up and call our congressmen and our representatives and say, no, we need it. You know, we must support it. You must not only listen, but send your money in, you know, just a little bit. Every little bit helps. You know, I did a, I produced a show in New York last January for the Winter Jazz Festival. It was called From Detroit to the World. It featured myself, Ron Carter, Sheila Jordan, Lewis Hayes, Johnny O'Neill, Kareem Riggins, Robert Hurst, Kelvin Scholler, who else? Dwight Adams, Ali Jackson, Kasam Belgrave, J.D. Allen, and Brandon Williams, who else? Zin Zadrovic, and Ibrahim Jones, and some of Marcus's students from Oberlin, Theo Croker, who is Doc Cheatham's grandson, Casa Overall, who you probably heard on drums with Terry Lynn Carrington and Greg Glassman. I had Mark Stryker open up the show. It was 5 hours. It was a five-hour program. It was completely sold out. And I hired Linda Yan to host the show. Now, I have to tell you that I've received so many compliments about Linda's hosting, because not only was she smooth, but she was knowledgeable, you know, and that came from her years of hosting public radio.
That's true. That's our Linda. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she was so completely at home and so knowledgeable that, you know, most people have to have cheat sheets. Her cheat sheet is up in her brain.
Yeah, up in her head.
But it made the flow of the music and the information out to the audience, it made the difference. And the only way that you get that is from experience, from being on the air, being accessible to people. And public radio does that.
Well, Joan Belgrave, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome, and keep on pushing, no matter what. Keep on playing.